This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. No call football crisis. Okay, I'm entitled. It was front page news for days after the game, and now it's even front page news in the New York Times. The sports channels are boiling with the reports. Has Trump tweeted about it yet? I hope not. Of course, I'm talking about the no call on both pass interference and helmet-to-helmet contact in the last 1 minute and 40 seconds of the NFC Championship game between the New Orleans Saints and the Los Angeles Rams. I saw it all on television, so I know as much as anyone and way more than the referees. I got in a little trouble with my companero because I repeated the old saw hardwired into me from years of playing football as a kid up through high school, that our Saints had lots of chances to win and it shouldn't have come down to whether or not a bumbling ref made the right call. As my coaches used to tell me, all of that is true until it isn't. I saw Saints coach Sean Payton going ballistic on the sidelines right after the play and over again. There are 50 cameras or more on the field, so sure, all of us from the fans in the Superdome watching Jumbotron to all of us at home watching on TV knew this was a penalty. The Rams defensive back knew it was a penalty and it said so publicly. The Saints receiver knew it was a foul. Both of them were looking at the ref and nothing happened. Within 2 minutes, there's an automatic review by the refs of touchdowns and other plays in the last 2 minutes, but blatant situations like this, nada. Gail Benson, the owner of the team since her husband Tom Benson passed away earlier this year, wrote the NFL saying that this kind of incident attacked the integrity of the game. Given the mealy-mouthed, lame way that Roger Goodell has handled his duties as NFL commissioner from players' protests to players' injuries, it was impossible to expect that he would act within his powers to get fairness for the players and fans. One sportscaster made an excellent point, arguing that if the owner screaming had been Dallas's Jerry Jones or the Patriots' Robert Kraft, much less the much-hated former Oakland Raiders owner, Goodell and other owners would not be able to ignore this thievery. He didn't say what seems obvious to me, that a new female owner would likely be tut-tutted and patted on the hand rather than given justice. We'll still root for the Saints. It's hard not to root for the Rams or the Patriots. Geez, enough already. But it's also hard to believe that the NFL and the football played on its fields is about sport, fairness, and even integrity. If they won't admit mistakes and police their refs as much as their players, rather than simply being about lining the pocket of their billionaire and millionaire owners. This has got to stop, or we can just watch them kill the game. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.